Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, family. Welcome to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. I'm your host, Pam Price. Hey, welcome to Labor Day. And also, what is so awesome is that this is our fourth season, and you can catch all of our episodes either on Radio 1 at WOLB Baltimore, 10 a.m., through our YouTube channel, through Vox Wave TV, and also here you will catch a couple of seasons as well. So please continue to listen in and hear all the great things that that are being shared by not only by myself, but other by community leaders and so many others. So thank you so much for tuning in as this day began, and actually going from yesterday into today, and just really pressed in my heart to talk about who are we, you know. So many people, and myself included, have always asked that question: who am I? Why am I here? What am I doing? You know, it just feels so redundant on a lot of things. But as I look back over my life and as I shared in yesterday's brief episode, I share that, you know, I just recently turned 60, and someone just asked me, how did it feel to be 60? And then I had, you know, through that, I look back over my life, and it was like, who am I? What have I done? And, you know, what do I do now with the next, you know, 30, 40 years that God allows me to live? Like, who am I? Who do I plan to be? And my first thought was to just think about, who am I when I look in that mirror? You know, so a lot of times we talk about who we are based off of what, you know, mom had called us, dad had called us, our friends had called us, you know, what our jobs have called us, what our occupations have called us, what everyone has called us, but are we really walking in who we are? And I had to look at that. It's just like, all these times, over all these years, I was walking in who everyone else wanted me to be. I did that out of fear and out of concern. And like, if I wasn't who this person wanted me to be, then they were not going to, you know, bless the ministry, that I wouldn't have gotten a raise, or I wouldn't do this. And you know, and when you're walking in that type of pressure, it allows you to have, it allows you to really become sour about a lot of things, you know, not liking your job, not liking your family, just doing stuff that, you know, in your heart of hearts that you know you shouldn't have done. And that's why it's important that I wanted to come to you now. As I look at my life, here I am 60, and what am I going to do with the next, you know, 30 plus years, 20 plus years, 40 plus year? I'm praying that God continues to give me long life. But in that, I just found it very important that we begin to truly walk in what God has called us to be, who God has called us to be. You know, and I think about both, and most of you, you know, either you're Bible scholars or not, most of you have or do know of David, you know, the story of how he killed the Goliath. But when you go back and you look back over David's life, that God had called him to be great in this, in his life well before he became great. And through his journey, it was a hard journey. You know, after he was called to be the king and he was anointed, David went back to doing his regular old thing. You know, he's out in the field doing all these things, just honing into all of his skills, but he did not truly walk into what he was called to be until he had to come up against some obstacles. And, you know, and that's when I started looking back. It was like, well, now I get it. Now I had to, you know, as I look back over my life, it was just like I had to hone in on my skills. I had to begin to get rid of all of these things that people called me to, who people called me to be. I had to begin to walk in what God had called me to be. Same thing with Gideon. Some of you know the story that Gideon was afraid to be out, afraid to be seen. So he is in a wine press, you know, shifting wheat, you know, just shaking off the wheat with no air. He's inside doing this job. And you can imagine how fearful he must have been of what was going on around him to be doing this job inside. But when the angel of the Lord appeared before him and called him a great, a man of valor, and he's like, who are you talking about? Me? And he did not know who he was either. So I just share all of that to say is that those of you who are just starting your journey or those of you who've been in the journey for a long time, ask yourself the question, ask yourself, who am I? Am I walking in the things that God has called me to do? Am I walking in who God has called me? I know that I am a child of God. I know that I'm a child of the King. I know that God has called me blessed. I know that God has called me all these great things. He's called me out of what people have called me, and now it's time for me to begin to walk. All you have to do is just begin to look at, why am I walking? Why am I being someone that God has not called me to be? Once you begin to walk in that, once you begin to walk in who God has called you to be, it will bring such a change. You will begin to walk in a joy. You will begin to walk in confidence and knowing that regardless of your situation, regardless of where you are, because you are a child of the King, because God has called you blessed, because you are who God has called you to be, things will start to change. Your outlook on life will begin to change. It doesn't happen automatically all the time, because he's got to burn off all those things in which you've developed, you know, those break those habits, break those family chains that have been a noose around your neck, shall we say. But now, because you want to walk in his love, because you want to walk in who he has called you to be, watch, he has now started to give you strength to no longer walk in fear. He has given you strength to walk through every situation in which he has called you, in which stands before you. Do not be afraid. His word continues to tell us, fear not, because he is with us. Fear not in every situation. I know, you know, now as schools are back in and families have returned back to some sense of normalcy, people are going back to work. But as we get back into this sense of normalcy, the COVID numbers are rising, the fear of your children getting sick, the fear of you catching COVID, the fear of this, the fear of that. You cannot walk in fear. As long as you know who you are, you cannot walk in fear, because God knows how many hairs you have on your head or how many hairs you have all over. God knows. He knows the things that stand before you. So walk in who he has called you to be. Walk in being a child of God. Not to say that you're not going to get a little nervous or concerned. I mean, we're human. But reel that back in as fast as you can. Do not give the devil a foothold into anything. Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. Continue to walk this life out. God has put great gifts in you. And until you understand who you are within him, your journey is going to be kind of halfway. You're going to be kind of halfway blessed. You're going to be kind of halfway this. You're going to be, but, and you're not going to have full peace. So begin to walk in who he has called you to be. You are great. Your family is great. You're a child of the King. You are blessed going in. You are blessed going out. You are healthy. You are not alone. You are not anything. God is always with you. God is always with you. So begin to walk in that. So those are just, you know, some things that God has just pressed in my heart to come before you as we start on this new season, because, you know, my life is just been, God has developed this, all these things and so moving into this new life, I'm so excited that God took the time to develop me. Like David, he took the time to develop me to do what he's called me to be. He took the time to make me understand who I am in him, and I would be remiss not to share that information with you, because God has called you to be great. So regardless of where you are in your situation, regardless of what's going on in your home, begin to acknowledge who you are in Christ and watch. Watch. You are strong. So I just want to pray for you really quick here and just to help start you on your day and so you can enjoy the rest of what's left of the weekend. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day. We thank you. We thank you for giving us another day. We thank you for allowing us times to learn and to hone in on our skills through our teachable moments, through our character building things. Those things are there to build us up, to strengthen us, so we can be who you called us to be. And so that way we can continue to reach back to help those who are coming behind us. So we thank you. We thank you. Lord, we invite you into this day. We invite you into every situation that stands before us. Lord, we plead your precious blood over every situation which is holding us back. That everything be removed, Lord. You are our protector. You are our provider. You are our counselor. You are everything that we need in every situation. So we invite you in. We invite you into this day. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to rise this morning because so many people did not make it today. So many people did not make it through the night. So many people are dealing with injuries and hurts and pains. They're medically ill. And we just pray over those families that they go through the hurts and the pain and just going through. Lord, we ask that you heal them in those places in which they do not understand why they are here. And we thank you in advance for the healing of the wounds, the healing of the hurts, the healing of the pains. Lord, we thank you in advance. Because without you, we are nothing. Lord, as we begin this day, we ask that you give us wisdom, that you give us guidance. We thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your wisdom, Lord. We thank you for breaking off those chains which have continued to hold us back, Lord. We thank you. In all things, we give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise, Lord. Continue to make straight our crooked paths, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you for everything in which you've done in our lives. We thank you in advance for everything in which you will begin to do. Lord, go before us so we can follow. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this prayer. Amen. And family, if you are not certain how to start to this walk, if you do not know where to go to understand who you are and who God has called you to be, first and foremost, the most important thing is to give your life to Christ. And if you don't know how to do that, just say this simple prayer. Say, Lord, I come to you. I ask that you forgive me of my sin. I believe that you have died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said that simple prayer, I believe that you have been born again because you have asked Christ to come into your life and you believe that he died on the cross for your sin. As I am in Washington, D.C. metro area, there are plenty of churches. Get into a great church within your area. If you don't know how to start this walk, if you need some additional information, feel free to reach out to us. Send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. info@thelmfoundation.org. We're here to help you. If you or anyone you know that are in need of food or toiletries in the D.C. metro area, please reach out to us by using that same email address. God bless you, my family. Continue to have a fantastic long weekend. Rest. Enjoy and remember who you belong to. Remember who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a phenomenal day. Amen. Bye now.